Jerry, Katie, and Josh. Mix
100. Can I just say right now, publicly, that what you did with your hair today, Katie, the part to the side is fabulous.
It is making a statement.
It's on point.
It? Yes.
It's fleek.
That's so funny. Can I tell you, do you know why I did this, Jeremy?
Just to yell at me for not noticing that your hair was parted?
I totally did that, but also because of you.
Why?
Because you pointed out a picture that I showed you. It was from a few years ago. It was with straight hair, but I parted my hair on the side. And you're like, that's a really good look
for
you.
That's a better look.
You did. You said that you liked that better.
This is better for you.
So I changed it.
Hey!
And I came in today, and it was funny.
Changing lives everywhere.
I said, do you notice something different about me? And you were the first. You're like, it's something with your hair,
different.
Your face. There's something different. Yeah. And Josh's like, are you wearing makeup? Is there no makeup today? Is that what it is? Thanks,
and it
Josh.
Is the part. The part
I said you look really nice.
You did. You said you look really nice.
So you
nice.
Moved it a little to the
I did.
Left? It'd be a little to the left.
To the, my left. Yeah. Yep. I moved it over to the left side.
Yeah, it's
Thank
good. That's
you.
A good looking part today. So
okay.
If everyone wants to text in and tell Katie that her part and her hair looks great, make sure you acknowledge it. She just had a full conversation out in the hall with somebody about her hair.
How much
There's something different about you today. It's my part. It's a little to the left.
I did.
It's a big day today for Katie.
A whole conversation.
If anyone would like to give a shout out to Katie's part, phone lines are open. 303-691-1649. Or text us. Just say, hey, Katie's part.
I just love
303-691-1649.
I appreciate how sensitive you are to my feelings today because you really, this does make me feel good. I know you're doing it in fun.
No, not at all. This is completely serious.
Okay, good.
Give a shout out to Katie's part.
Yeah.
Text us right now. Say, hey, Katie's hair. 303-691-1649. Right now, though, it is time for PMI. It's three different stories to kind of wrap up the show. It's a positive, a minus, and something a little bit interesting. Who has the P today?
I do, and I love this P. It's huge for me today because Gen Z is now going to the movies more than anybody else. The movies are alive and well, and I love this because I am a frequent, avid moviegoer, and you guys kind of poo-poo on that all the time, which makes sense because
poo-poo.
Gen Xers and millennials are the lowest rated ones that go to the movies.
It's just so expensive.
It is.
Gen
We're
just
Z's
good
bringing
with our
it
money.
Back.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's not that expensive to go take one or two people. I mean, it's not, you know.
Well, and it's just even just the being in, like, you don't have any chance to go to the bathroom.
Plus,
or
Plus, Jeremy
fill
doesn't
your,
talk
you know?
About the money. He goes, I need to pee halfway through the movie.
No,
I
can't afford
money. I told you, family of four is like over $100 to
it
go to
is.
The movie. So I'm like, nah, pass.
No, especially when you can rent it on whatever streaming service.
Give it a month, it'll be streaming.
Months.
So,
yeah. But no, you're right,
it's
though.
A different experience.
Zers are bored.
There are entire, like, passes dedicated to people who like to go to the movies. Like the AMC pass, it'll get you free
I'm
snacks.
A Stubbs member. I'm an AMC. Stubbs member.
Yeah, yeah. So I get that the new generation, I like it though. They're saving the theaters, Jeremy.
Hopefully, yeah.
Yay.
I love it. And it's a huge P that everybody else is going to the movies now. It makes
Yay.
Me very happy.
Nice.
Positive.
Okay, so I have the minus, and believe it or not, it has to do with money. There's an entire list out this morning talking about the things that people have stopped buying because prices have gotten way too high. The top of the list, this story was floating around the other day, Doritos. Doritos are like $7 a bag now.
Yeah.
Nobody's buying Doritos. That's way too high for chips. How about beer at concerts? $19 or more for one beer?
I thought that that was a misprint when somebody told me they were paying almost $20 for a 20-ounce beer. That's a dollar an ounce.
Do you know who has the lowest in the MLB?
Oh, it's a ballerina.
The Rockies. Colorado Rockies have the lowest
Rockies.
In the MLB.
Well, we
got to
get them in somehow.
$3.
We got to get them in somehow.
I love that, though.
We were up in Boulder, and we went to the CU basketball game, my buddy Alan and I, and we went and bought two beers, and it was $38 for two beers.
Whoa.
Makes sense. Oh, my God. Red meat. Ain't nobody buying red meat anymore.
Steak is spendy.
Fast food, computer parts. I know, Katie, you've been at home building that computer of yours.
It's almost done.
Yeah, good for you. Gas station coffee. $6 for a gas station coffee now?
Oh.
What? Were
a
you
gas
buying?
Station coffee?
That ain't right. That's going to be a typo. A Netflix. People are saying, you know, they've been subscribing for a decade or more, and now they've raised their prices for a second time in less than 2 years.
Yeah.
They're bailing.
That's wild.
Knickknack is thinking about canceling our Netflix just out of principle. She's
Absolutely.
Like, it's too much.
Yeah, and there's no relief in sight. There's even a story that's saying they may do it again, like, in the next couple months. So,
I'm gonna
that's not okay.
Cereal, car washes, Twizzlers, and nail salon services. How are your nails looking? Are you skipping the nail salon?
Pretty chippy.
Pretty chippy.
This is my name in high school.
It's the name of my new podcast.
Pretty chippy.
You know what's funny? It's way at the bottom of the list. Helium.
My balloons just fall now.
Too expensive.
My helium is so weak. My balloons are so weak right now.
Drag my balloon behind me.
All right. What's the interesting?
Okay. Well, Drew Barrymore taking center stage for this because in her show on Monday, she had a segment called Scared to Wear. And it was all about outfits that women are scared to wear because of their body image issues. And, oh, it just made me so sad that Drew Barrymore has thought about this pretty much her entire life. So she says that she's had two C-sections. So she says, quote, she is wrecked down there permanently. And she can't wear a lot of types of pants and shirts because she says it doesn't flatter her figure the way that she wants. And she was having a full conversation with one of her guests in her studio audience about it. And she was trying to tell her, the guest, that you should not be ashamed of wearing anything. You look beautiful.
You made a human.
Exactly. Like, you should be proud of that. And that guest kind of turned back to Drew and said, you should also be proud. Like, you have been such a stand-up figure to us women everywhere, and you've had two C-sections. And it brought her to tears. Like, she was just like, you know, we do need to be more supportive of one another. And I didn't realize this about Drew Barrymore, but, you know, she has been in the public eye since she was a kid with E.T. I mean, her parents are super famous, so she's been in Hollywood her whole life. People have told her since she was 10 that she is too fat. I hate that. She said that when she was in E.T., people thought it was okay to come up to her and say, you're not as skinny as you were when you were in E.T.
Eight?
She was such a baby. So the fact that she's had to deal with this her whole life, I commend her. I applaud her for standing up, and her audience member for making this moment happen. But I think it's a good learning moment for all of us, especially women. Like, when we give birth to babies, we did something. We accomplished the biggest thing you'll ever do in your whole
rock
life.
Rock that scar.
And we should be proud of the scars we have because of it. So, positive and interesting with Drew Barrymore today. Yeah.
I have a C-section story that freaks me out a little bit.
Okay.
Because my wife had to have a C-section. And I also like to give her big bear hugs and pick her up.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's a little concerning when she goes, ah, and she like grabs that area. She's like, my scar, she's like, I feel like you're going to rip me open.
Oh, no. Oh. Be careful with knick-knack
chair. I'm very careful when I pick her up.
Be careful.
I don't want all of her insides falling out again.
No.
I was just trying to hug you.
I'm so sorry. I love you, I swear.
I love you. I'm so sorry.
Still very proud of her.
That's right. Yes.
Very proud.